The Gemara in the Malach from the base. It's Mark. Hiviu lefneim te'ainu v'anovim b'soch ha'seudah. If he brings figs and grapes during the meal, Amar Ahuna tunu brach lefneim ain tunu brach la'achareim. It needs a bracha beforehand, and it doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Rav Sheshes Amar tunu brach bein lefneim bein la'achareim. Rav Sheshes says it doesn't need a bracha neither. It needs a bracha both before and after. Shein lechadover shetok lefanav ve'ein to'un bracha la'acharav. Ela pas ha'bov v'kisnin dilvat. So he says you need two brachas, both before and after. Upliga de Reb Chiya, that's in a disagreement with Reb Chiya. The Reb Chiya pas poteres kol mine maichol. Pas exempts the bracha on every food that comes afterwards. V'yayin poter kol mine mashin. And yayin exempts from all foods. Now, Rav Osai Leini Chabura on Shabbos, we were discussing what exactly is the Yesod over here in the Machlokias between Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Rav Chiya, Rav Papa. How do we mazgir all this? And what we're going to see is that the way we're going to work it through now is through the Rishonim, and then we'll come back to some basic svaros, and then see how the Rishonim deal with the issues. Now, first, let's start with the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman on Te'enim and Anovim b'sol ha'su'uda. So let's read Rashi. How does Rashi understand the shita of Rav Huna, that there's a bracha beforehand? Rav Huna has a bracha beforehand and not a bracha afterwards. Versus the shita of Rav Sheshes that says they have a bracha on both. So it says Rashi. Maybe you'll have named Te'enim Anovim b'sol ha'su'uda. And it's not coming there to aid and abet the eating of the bread. The imkain havalu tefela, because in such a case it's considered a tafel. Ve'ein chaylik bedaber, she'ein don bracha loy lefana v'loy la'afra. Elo lepa'amim, sheba lemasek espiv b'soy chasu'udah. At times, these things come to make the mouth sweeter. What's Rashi doing when Rashi says that at times it comes to make the mouth sweeter? What's Rashi trying to accomplish? And what's Rashi saying exactly what the Teinim and Anovim are? What's Rashi saying? First thing you have to tell me is what Rashi is saying in the Teinim and Anovim in this case are, and then tell me what Rashi is doing at the end. Yes, A.B.?
Off the bat, he says, it's not for Rashi to find it as relish to Lamed, right?
By the way, do you guys like that definition? I'm not being cynical, I'm being serious. Do you like the definition as relish?
Tell us what it's like.
Well, Tos doesn't like it as lelafes. Tos didn't like it's not the issue of the definition. Tos didn't. So let's go with your word, but slightly modified it. A condiment.
Yeah, it's a
condiment. Not necessarily a relish, but a condiment. Okay,
yeah.
Let's use that word. Okay.
So it says what is being used for that, that it will be considered the top house, and what it's not, but it's used as like a palate cleanser or something to sweeten your mouth in between courses, let's say, then it's going to require its own bracha.
If you're eating it as something that is in between courses, then it's going to require its own bracha.
Yeah.
Rav Osai, do you agree with A.B. or not? Do you agree with him? What happens if he doesn't eat it lamate kesafiv? Then it's considered machmas asuda? And how do you read Rashi when Rashi says?
So that's not necessarily.
No, just
A B. How do you read Rashi?
I read it
so read the whole Rashi. Hey, you listening? Go ahead.
The loaves and lattes had a pop. Meaning, if it's anything but a relish, it's going to need its own proper.
Continue.
The Ian Kane Abu Lahu Tefela. Because that's what makes it a
tefillah,
being that condiment or relish.
What's the ain't cholik v'davar?
It's the ain't cholik v'davar, and
we're not differentiating here. What does that mean? What are we not differentiating between?
If it wasn't.
Between when
it's...
It's not easy. It's Rashi, not easy, huh?
If it was.
It's not easy, Rashi. Yes, Eitan, how do you...
If it wasn't. Coming to be the office of the past, everyone agrees that it wouldn't require.
There's no shita that disagrees with this. Ain cholek bedaber. Everybody would agree. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Rav Chiya, Rav Papa. Everybody would agree that if it's coming to the office as a past, then it's a tafel.
Not Rav Chiya.
What? Rav Chiya on the bracha achrona, you mean?
Either one.
Even the bracha rishoni thing.
Everyone agrees.
Everyone.
He's a
person. Right.
He's from
everybody.
Rishon.
Before everybody. So, ain cholik b'davar. Everybody would agree. She ain't on bracha. By the way, Rashi is really strange over here. Just to notice the omic of what's going on in Gemara Rashi, and we're going to see the lomdos is going to come out of the omic of the Gemara Rashi. Rashi immediately tells us what this is not is, not what it is. Follow? Rashi saying what Te'enim and Anovim are not. It's not the Lafes as a pass. Because there everybody agrees She'ein Tom Bracha. Lo Lefan V'lo Lachra. Continue. Okay. Here I felt very strongly that Eitan's way of reading it is correct. The Sefer Rashi, I'm not clear about. First of all, again, let's point out everything again clearly. Number one, Rashi's for some reason starts out telling us what it's not what it is, and then he tells us what it is, and he says that these Teinim Anovim are Elo Lepam Shabal Masik Espiv. It comes at times to sweeten the mouth. Now, Rabosai, I'm the Supak Bidas Rashi. Take a look in the Achronim. I was still working through the Rishonim. I didn't get to look through the Achronim. I'm the Supak Bidas Rashi, where the Rashi is saying that when the Teinim Anovim are coming, Lamasek is Apiv, then in such a case it gets its own bracha? Or since Teinim and Anovim are Bal Lamasek is Apiv, then by definition, since they're that, so then the halacha is going to be that it always gets its own bracha. Either way, for some reason, Rashi starts off in the negative, and he brings out the positive. Could anybody who has a sense of what's going on over here in the Gemara suggest why Rashi starts out with the negative as opposed to the positive? Give a suggestion. Any suggestions of why Rashi starts out this way as opposed to another way? Usually, Rashi should say, Shebal Masay Yes Hapiv B'Soch HaSeudah B'Peros. Why did Rashi have this whole Megillah in the beginning, V'lo L'Lafes Es HaPas? Why did Rashi do that? Yes, Ari?
In the Gemara, whether or not the Tanner and coming to the L'Lafes HaPas.
So let's wait for the Hemshech of the Gemara. Why over here specifically does Rashi start out with the negative as opposed to the positive? Yes, Avram?
So we need to justify why it needs to get Avram Tishon, right? Because anything that is enough is what
we're going to do. Okay, let me add to what you're saying. I want to say even stronger. Well, you know what? Maybe we should just leave it off as a question. Let's develop Shitas Rashi more coherently. Remind me, make sure, write down the Tzarachin. Every once in a while, I forget to come back to the Tzarachin. So even before Shir ends today, remind me to come back to this question. But that's, Be'ezer Hashem, the correct way of reading Rashi. So this is the Shita of Rav Huna that's taught in Bracha lifnehem, and here Rashi then spells it out, the mefarech lifnehem, delav tfeila ninu. Now, ostensibly, this is why Rashi, on a smaller level of tzarki, and we're going to get a deeper level soon, but this is why Rashi says lav tfeila ninu. Rashi wants to emphasize that this is not a tafel. That's the main issue over here. The crux in the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is going to be, Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, excuse me, is, and for that matter, Rav Papa, is going to be whether we view it as a tafel or not. So the Te'enim and Anavim are not considered a tafel, they're considered an equal. However, V'lo L'Acharein, the Birchas HaMazon Potrasan, Birchas HaMazon exempts them. However, Rav Sheshes disagrees. He holds Bein Lefnein, Bein L'Acharein, D'lo Potar El Midi Dizayin. Birchas HaMazon only exempts something that satiates. V'hani Loi Zayini, and this does not satiate, so Birchas HaMazon doesn't exempt. What's the machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Huna of Nachman, according to Rashi, straightforward, that is, does Birchas HaMazon exempt everything, or only those things that are zan? Rav Sheshes holds only those things that are zan, while Rav Huna says it'll exempt everything. Okay, then the Gemara went on and brought a riot. Just, I want to accomplish a little, sorry. The Gemara says, and Pas Habav, we have Rav Sheshes who brings a riot from Pas Habav Bikisnim. Rav Sheshes Amar Dun Bracha Beiluf Neim Ben Achram Beyem Shein Lechaton Dal Bracha Lefan Vein Ton Bracha Lachram El Pas Abba Bikisna Dovad Upliga De Rabbi Chia Dama Rabbi Chia Pas Poter Es Kol Mine Michael V'yayin Poter Kol Mine Mashkin. Then the Gemara points out that this disagrees with Rabbi Chia. So now we're going to have a Shita that's in disagreement with above. The Rabbi Chia holds that Pas exempts every single food, and included in that is even Te'enim v'Anavim, as well as Yayin being Poter, called Mine Mashka. Let's take a look at Rashi. Pas Poteres, Bein Lefneim, Bein L'Achareim. So Rabbi Chia is going to disagree with everything that we've said above. Rabbi Chia holds that no, Pas takes care of everything. It's going to exempt even Te'enim v'Anavim. So we're going to have a big machlokas now. We have Rabbi Chia squaring up, leaving aside Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes is a different issue with Birchas HaMazon, but we have Rabbi Chia squaring up against Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, which brings us to the Pshara of Rav Papa. Now Rav Papa said, before you go to the Rishonim, you have to have that structure in the Gemara clear. What's the next question we need to ask ourselves before we go on to Rav Papa in terms of Pshat? We need to understand why. Why is it that Rabbi Chia disagrees? Now, you know that we don't paskin like Rabbi Chia when it comes to pas, right? But we're going to see how we are masbir Rabbi Chia is going to be critical in understanding the whole Gemara. One of my Rabbeim, Rav Rosenzweig, used to always emphasize that if you explain the extreme shitas first, then that will help you understand the more moderate shitas in the middle. So, how did you learn Rabbi Chia? So we discussed this already in Leini Chabura on Shabbos, but if you'll see that the way we're masber and Leini Chabura, that will have direct impact in terms of all of these havanas in the Omek Hadvarim within the Rishonim as well. So what is Rabbi Chia saying back? What's Rabbi Chia's retort? How do you understand Rabbi Chia's response? Of course, we need to have clear what Rav Huna said. So Rav Huna said that only those things that are a tafel, only those things that are a tafel, the halacha is going to indicate that you don't make a bracha on. But Te'enim v'Anavim are not a tafel. Why? By the way, I just want to take a vote without discussing. How many people think that Te'enim v'Anavim only when you're a masek according to Rav Huna? How many people think only when it's l'masek? How many people think that because it's sometimes l'masek? Then even when it's not l'masek. So you want to vote again? How many people think within Rav Huna it's only when it's l'masek that it's going to get its own bracha? And how many people think because it's times lamasik, then it always gets its own bracha. Okay, so the majority went to the fact that when it is. I didn't think so. Let's continue on. So now, what's the yisod between Rabbi Chiya and Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Rabbi Osai, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas? How would you be masbir the machlokas? And notice, Rashi really doesn't give us any info over here in Rabbi Chiya. Right? Rashi doesn't help us out. What is the yisod of Rabbi Chiya? Yes, Abi? I know that's what Rabbi Chiya says. You just gave me the art scope shot, which was fantastic. Now I want to understand why. Let's work together. You're doing fine. Why? Why should it be so? You did the first step that's called describe, and then you need to explain. At first you always describe, and then you explain. Excellent. Why? Let's work together, Abi. Put your hands down. Let's work together. No? What's Rav Huna's svar? Rav Huna says that since it's Balamasek Yisapiv, it's not Tafel. Balamasek Yisapiv, it's not Tafel. Okay. Right. Okay. No, forget about Rav Sheish. What's Rav Chiya hold? Yeah, you see, you gotta have the Gemara on your fingertips. Was Rav Chiya hold that? What you said just before? Don't need a bracha before and after. Why? Why do you think that would be so? Just work off of Rav Huna. Rashi gave us information in Rav Huna. Work off of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that it's considered. It's a lamasek and therefore gets its own bracha. So what's Rav Chiya going to disagree and says, no, it's not lamasek? Presumably not. Right? So what will Rabbi Chiya say? Rabbi Chiya is going to say like this. Rabbi Chiya is going to say that I don't care if it's tough or it's not. It's not critical. Automatically, once you're making a bracha on the pass, then by definition, it's Yotzei HaKalah. Here, the Talmidim suggested one of two possibilities. One way of understanding on Shabbos we suggested is that there's something magical about the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. That when you say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, it includes everything. That's one way of understanding. Or you could say that Rav Papa said that Rav Chiya says that by definition, anything that comes after the bread is considered tafel to the bread. It's considered tafel to the bread. And Rav Huna says, no. Rav Huna says, only those things that are lelafos es hapas are definitely tafel. And that everybody agrees with. But if it's lemasek, then that indicates that it's not tafel to the bread. So Rabbi Chiya holds that bread is so powerful that it makes everything tafel to it, even those things that are lamasek. While Rav Huna says, the only things that we know for sure that become secondary are those things that are lalafes es hapas, and Rashi just adds, and that everybody's going to agree with. Okay, so we have a big machloikis, and we have two hesberim, possible hesberim in the machloikis. By the way, this took us between 45 minutes and an hour on Shabbos and Lein Chabur to do. Now it took us 10-12 minutes. But that's how it works. That's the only way you're going to learn. Go well through the Gemara Rashi, and everything else is going to come easy. But if you rush through the Gemara Rashi, then everything is going to be one big blur. But if you're Masbir, this is the Machloikis, and you have clear Havana, what is the Machloikis, then everything else will follow. And you don't even have to worry about if you didn't even see all the stars. Amar of Papa, the Gemara continues. Hilchas Advarim Haboim Machmas Asuda B'Saych HaSuda Ein Tunim Bracha Loi Lefneim V'Loi Lachrein V'Shaloi Machmas Asuda B'Saych HaSuda Tunim Bracha Lefneim V'Ein Tunim Bracha Lachrein. So comes along Rav Papa in the beautiful tradition of halacha. Rav Papa comes along. By the way, it seems that almost always the halacha tends to follow the compromisers. Who's the greatest compromiser of all in modern halacha? The Ramah. Ramah was a tremendous, and that's how the minhag of Ashkenaz followed. So Rav Papa comes along with a compromise. And the compromise is like this. Dvarim haba machmas hasuda b'soch hasuda. So there, you don't have a bracha. But if it's shalom machmas hasuda, then it does need a bracha. Says Rashi. Dvarim haba machmas hasuda, l'lafes bohenes hapas. It's there as a condiment to the bread. Ain tun in bracha, doesn't need a bracha. The havalu tfeila, then it becomes tafel. Hilka kol mi di bein mazam bein kerech shavil lafasan, ein bo bracha lo lefanav lo la'acharon. If it's there as a condiment, you don't make a bracha. Now Rabosai, you could already crunch. Why does Rav Papa say that Dvarim Abba Machmas Hasuda doesn't need a bracha beforehand? Why not? What? Scream it? Tafel. If that wasn't the word you screamed, then you didn't have it accurate. Tafel, it's because it's considered a tafel. The condiment is considered tafel. It's tafel to the bread. So Rabosai, how is Rashi going in the above chakira? We had a chakira. What is the pshat when you make a hamotzi, you don't make a bracha on anything else? Is it pshat that the hamotzi automatically includes all brachas? No, that's not how Rashi is learning. Rashi is learning that it becomes tafel to the rest of the pas. Shalom achmas asuda kigon daisa v'chein kruv v'chardin she'ein on lefasan u'boil lemazon u'lesova. But the moment it stands by itself, like daisa and these things, so then in such a case, there it stands by itself. It's not lafes, and it's boil lemazon u'lesova. So it's not tafel. It's not tafel. Amar Abba Ilkas and Dharma was a dub, so say, ain't done Rachel of name Lachem. Shalom is Asud, but Tom is a dub Rachel of name, ain't done Rachel of name. The Achar Asud, if it comes after the meal, tune in Bracha, Bain Lif name, Bain Achar Rehem. Then in such a case, then it needs a Bracha both before and after. Continues Rashi. Tune in Bracha Lif name, the Lat Fela Ninu, the Ainu Bechla Lechem, the Niftar Birchas Hamaz, he says, Beferish again. It's not a tafel, and it gets its own bracha. V'lo l'achareyin, the mezun mazun, inu berchas hamazun patrasan. We don't go like Rav Sheshes, and we say the berchas hamazun includes everything. But if it's dvarim, arigin lavo achar suda, kigon peiros, afilu evim besoch hasuda, shalom machmas lefasa. Even if you bring it within the suda, not because it's the lafes, then tunin bracha, bein lefneyen, the lav tefela ninu, bein acharein, dey berchas hamazon patrasan, the lav mezoni ninu. And even afterwards, because it's not considered, it's not something that's mezoni. Okay, Rabosai, there's a little bit of a stira, amei min yavin, between the Rashi, and di ramaskel bein acharein, and Rashi di ramaskel v'lo acharein. I'd like you to come over and discuss it with me. Okay? I don't want to discuss it right now. Who is this? Rashi di Ramaskal Bein Lachareyan and Rashi di Ramaskal Below Lachareyan. It's a little bit of a stira. Whoever understands, those who I'm referring to, should come over with me, to me, and discuss it with me. Now, Rabosai, we now can answer, once we made a good landing on the Gemara, according to Rashi, we can now answer why Rashi started off, right off the bat, the low the lav beses hapas, that big tzarachin that we had before. Din kein havalu tfeila. Rashi is the ultimate Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechron of Lavracha, used to say that Rashi speaks to the biggest lamdanim, but also to the 5-year-old, and Rashi will never do something that a 5-year-old will not understand. He said that Rashi al Torah, so maybe that applies to a 15-year-old. Right? You're only supposed to start learning Gemara when you're 15 years old. So Rashi will never say something that a 15-year-old won't understand. And he will often lead the 15-year-old. Now every single one of us is a child also. In psychology now they talk about the inner child. That there's an inner child inside of everyone else. So even the biggest lamdan has the inner child. So Rashi speaks to our inner child over here. Rashi says, V'lo l'lafis es hapas, v'im kein havalu tefela. You know what Rashi is saying? Rashi is telling us right off the bat, he's telling you, my dear Talmud, there's going to be a big issue that's going to come up in our sugya. There's going to be one central issue. And you know what that central issue is? Whether the food is an ikur or the food is a tafel. And that theme is going to follow throughout. That's going to be the issue. Rashi is the ultimate Rebbe. Tosis is going to say that along the way of being the ultimate Rebbe, he's going to say his grandfather was so good he was too good. That Tosis is saying Rashi's going to blur issues. You made it too simple. That's what the Bali Tosis is going to say back. You learn good Gemara Rashi, that's the ultimate Lamdus. That's good Gemara Rashi, that's what's going on. Rashi is taking us by the hand and he's guiding us through the whole sugya. He's setting us up to understand the whole Gemara. So that's why it starts out right off the bat. Below the lafe says a pass. You should know that that's going to be the crux of the issue, and we see it throughout all of these 20 lines in Rashi, 25 lines in Rashi. That's what's going on. The Gemara now continues. Shaulus ben Zayna. They asked Ben Zayna, "Pnei ma amru dvar ma bom achmas asudim seich asuda? Einim tu nebracha loy lefnei v'loy lachareim? Why is it that they don't have a bracha? Amar lehem hol upas kot rasan? Because the pas exempts it." What's a simple reading of Ben Zayna's response? Pas kot rasan, what's a simple reading of what he's saying? Why is it that when you make a hamotzi, you don't make another bracha on the su'uda? Because the pas exempts it. Notice, he doesn't say kol habracha, birchas hamotzi kot rasan. He says pas kot rasan. Who does that sound like? Like the Rebbe Rashi. Like our Rebbe Rashi. And that is the idea that once you have the bracha that to make on the pas, then the past drags everything along with it. I understand why you said also that point. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi yai nami niftere patents. If that's so, if you drink wine during the meal, so then the past should also exempt it. Rabosai, first of all, bottom line, something that people don't know. Mirza Shemina Purim Suda. You drink wine, you wash, and then you drink. By the way, I hold that you're mevatel the mitzvah if you drink beforehand. If you pregame, that's a bittul of the mitzvah. Mamish a bittul of the mitzvah. We're going to elaborate as I start on Shal Shudas on Shabbos about the appropriate way to drink Purim. I hold that if you drink Al Pi Halacha, it's very, very hard to get stone drunk. It's true, I'm being cholik on Talmidei Chachamim. That's what I see when I read the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get back to that. So if you drink, so you're not allowed to drink beforehand. So you're drinking Besoch HaSu'uda. So if you drink Besoch HaSu'uda, so then you make your own bracha on the wine. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi Yai Nami Niftere Pas. Then the Pas should exempt it. Because we said Pas Potrasan, according to Ben Zon. Says Gemara, you're right. Really, in theory, it should. Shani yayin the goreim bracha la'atzmo. Wine is different because it has its own chashivas. Here Rashi explains the goreim bracha la'atzmo. Havim mekomos u'bom u'varchin alav. V'avol pishlo yitzrichin l'shtiyaso. It comes in many places, and you make a bracha on it, even though you didn't need to drink it. In other words, really, the pas should pop through the wine, but wine has its own chashivas. In the sense that you make brachos on it, even when you don't want to drink it. What does that mean? What does that mean? So we need to turn back to Rashi on Mem on the base. Rashi Mem on the base on again on the top of the Yom. It's cool to be able to remember this one because it's both the two Rashis on the top. Chutz min apasum min ayayin. Rashi says kidarmin lekamon. Now this is a strange thing. And here's Hashem, you'll say shir on it. Why did Rashi masbir our Gemara on Mem on the base? Rashi explains the Gemara, our Gemara, better on Mem on the base than he does on Mem base on the aleph. That's the way it works. Maybe you'll say shir on that one day. Shegorein brachos harbe la'asmo. It has many different brachos. Bikidush u'ba'avdolu b'berchas chasadim. The point is that wine has its own chashivos because you're not drinking it. You're not drinking it for what? You're not drinking it for the drink itself. And since it has its own chashivos, so then it's gorein bracha la'atzmo. If you're drinking it not because of the su'uda, then it can no longer be considered a davar haba machmas asuda. It's not a davar haba machmas asuda. And Rashi holds, and this leads me by Maven Yavin to believe that he could hold this way about Ta'anim Vanovim as well, that Rashi holds that if it's a min that normally should get, and often gets a bracha by itself, in this case, it's because it's not machmas asuuda. It has its own status that you use it for kiddush havdol berchas chasadin v'amev in yavin narvei psachim. Even if you're in the middle of a suuda, you would make the havdol and it would get a bracha b'fnei atzmo. So it's not machmas asuuda. So there, so too over here, the halacha would be that it always gets its own bracha because it's considered something that's gorein bracha la'atzmo. Rabbo says, now let's carry through. Does Benzoma read well the way we were Masber according to Rashi? Benzoma's fine. Then the Gemara asks, Iyachi Yayin Nami Niftere. Pass. Does that kasha make sense to you? Iyachi Yayin Nami Niftere Pass. If you say this, then the pass should exempt the wine. What's this? This says that whenever you have something that's a tafel, so in such a case, the pass exempts it. So if we read good Gemara Rashi, we could be mechaving to the crux of the issue in the Rishayim. Does the Gemara's kasha read well according to Rashi? Ihachi yayinami niftere pas. Saragosa. If we said the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz includes all types of foods, because it says lechem and it says aretz, anything that comes out of the ground, so wine also comes out of the ground, then I can understand the Gemara's kasha. But if you say that it's botel to the, it becomes a tafel to the bread, so then in such a case, does the wine become tafel to the bread? All right, in 12, 13 days, no one is going to remember what type of bread he had. What he's going to remember is the type of wine he had. Whiskey is asr. Api Allah. So he's going to remember the type of wine he had. So if that's so, it has its own kashivas. What do you mean it's tafel? I understand a relish. I understand basar v'dogim. I understand all those things as being batel. But Rashi gets himself into a problem when he, in the Hezver of Yachi Yayin Nami Niftere Pass. If we read it through, it's a little bit difficult. What's the Gemara's Havamina? Yachi Yayin Nami Niftere Pass. That the Yayin is considered a bottle. Is considered a bottle. So Rabosai, who read Rashi the way we read Rashi? Taisis, right, A.B.? Taisis, which Taisis?
Hilchasa,
beautiful. Taisis attacks Rashi with three or four different kashas. So Taisis asks, quotes Rashi. Let's take a look. Pirush HaKuntri is Lafas Behenes HaPas Ein Tirin Bracha Dehavelu Tveilu. So Tosas asks a kasha. We're going to get to Tosas' first kasha shortly. But old kasha, Tosas asks another kasha. Deparach B'samach Yayin Namin Yiftari Pas Umay Kasha V'alok Yishoshosam Ayayin Ein Tveilu Pas V'anan Midi Detafel Lefes Mayrinon. And we need something that's Tafel. And Tosas assumes as a Dabar Pashut that you would never say that the Yayin should become Batel to the Pas. It's not a Tafel. How can you say that it's a Tafel? Asks Tosfos. So this is one of Tosas' kashas on Rashi. The Gevaldig Akasha. Now, according to the terence of the Gemara for Rashi is going to be smooth. The terence of the Gemara is beautiful. Is Enoch Inami. Even though you might want to argue that it is a Tafel, like Rashi, Uhura will have to learn in the Havamina of the Gemara, but nevertheless, I don't care. Yayin breaks all rules. Why? Because Yayin is goring bracha la'atzma. Yayin gets its own bracha. Since Yayin's goring a bracha la'atzma, so then even though technically it's a tafel and the pas should be poter, nevertheless the pas will not be poter because of Hilchas Brachos. Hilchas Brachos says that wine needs to get its own separate bracha because it stands by itself. It by nature cannot be a tafel. Why can't it be by nature a tafel? Because once it's bekama mekaymais mevarchin alav, abo bishlo yitzrichin l'shtiyaso, we see that yayin has its own chashivos, l'churetz avarnin chashivos, it has its own chashivos, and once it has its own chashivos, it gets its own bracha. Al tafel, it really is a tafel. However, you're going to be masked. Tysus doesn't understand why it's a tafel. But a tafel, says Tysus, it really is. It is a tafel. But, says Rashi, Rashi says it is a tafel. But at the end of the day, because it's Yayin's Goyer and Bracha La'atzma, it's an exception to the rule. So the rule of thumb throughout the Sugya, as the Rebbe Rashi taught throughout, was Iker V'tafel. And Yayin is an exception to Iker V'tafel. How are we going to defend Rashi? How are we going to defend on Rashi? Oi. How are we going to defend Rashi? Say the other pshat. But Rashi hasn't been saying the other pshat throughout. That might see somehow koil lakol. Rashi never said that.
Maybe you could say that Yain washes it down.
Just give me a second. Give me a second. First, Adi had a question. Yes? Ask loud, yeah?
The vehicle Rashi uses for Tumal Iker is only through the Lapis, correct?
What's that? It's only through
the Lapis. It's not that how we try to being explained earlier that the past is like special, that everything that comes after is automatically.
No, it's only through the Lapis, correct.
So can't you say that the Ahavamina of this question was even not Lapis? And even based on that, meaning it's not necessarily a Stira and Rashi. The Ahavamina, no one thinks you're going to, like as Tosfos explained, no one's going to read in Rashi. You're taking bread, you're dipping it into wine, eating it.
So that makes it worse, no?
No, because the Havmina is now we're leaving it.
Let me bring everybody to what you're talking about. According to Rashi, what's the Hagdara Lufir of Papa, Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda, and Eina Dvarim Machmas Asuda? So Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda is Vilafis, right? And Rashi says Vilafis by definition becomes a Tafel. Right? Okay. That's how we're learning Rashi. Go ahead, Adi.
So
and then the Gemara comes back And it says, Yayinami Niftere, Frektaisis Arashi, if your Vard is Iker Vitafel, no one is going to say that the Yayin is considered a Tafel. No one's going to say the Yayin is a Tafel. So what's the Gemara? According to Ben Zayma, what's the Henshich? Yachi Yayin Nami Niftere Pass.
Based on how we read in
first. How's that going to work? Yeah, go
based
ahead.
Based on how we read in first, stressing. Lolach ben Amram Ho of the Pass, stressing the fact that it was through the Pass and not through the Bracha.
Right.
It's South of Rebin. Say the same thing, but Ihachi Nami, Yayin Nami, Niftere Pass. So then what I would say is, some of the lines of Tosos is right.
Oh, wait, why are you saying? Because you think it's Emes or you have to say?
I think it could work. I think it ends up being Tosos' response to his own question on Rashi is wrong. I think it could work with Rashi.
You think it's Emes and Rashi? Go ahead.
Rashi would say, you're right. It's not Yayin Nami, Niftere Pass, and we're explaining Pass as the actual bird itself.
Nope.
That the case is where you're dipping the Pass into the wine. However, even that case, Shani
Yayin, Rashi goes, Tosis goes on, that's not the case.
And the reason why Tosis rejects that, he says that if that were so,
you want to go with that attempted at it. I got you. I hear you. My problem with it is that Rashi, there's no indication of Rashi, well, Rashi doesn't say anything.
Tosis
has his own problem. Tosis has his own problem.
They can argue. That's not the reason.
Rabosa, you see what we're doing? We're doing the Omek of Gemara Rashi. That's the most important, to get the Omek of Gemara Rashi. And then all the Rogu Rishonim are going to fall into line very clearly, Beis Hashem. But we need to, it's a mitzvah, Liashiv Rashi. How are we going to be Manasbir Rashi? Yes, Gilad?
Maybe Rashi would say that the Yain is Tafel, maybe for the Manas Tafel to the pot, because it washes it down, maybe. Maybe that would make it Tafel.
It makes it, you know, there's something practically that the Yain does
that
makes it Tafel.
Wine back then was very strong, they used to wash it down.
In other words, you want to say that it's Mamish Lafos Basa Pass. Mamish Lafos Basa Pass. It's there to wash it down.
It's tougher.
I don't know. Purim doesn't do that. Pesach doesn't do that. I don't drink.
They used to drink wine.
Once upon a time, it was a Lafos Basa Pass. It was more the Lafos Basa Pass than. What's that? We had upstairs Tayyim and Anavim. More Lafos the Pass. Maybe. Tosis bothered, even if that's so, that Tosis still says that should at the end of the day be considered. Because of its Chashivas. What was Tosis' Kasha? The low Tosis' Kasha is Haloki Shoshosa Hayayin Einot Tfeila Lepas. You can't even consider it Tfeila Lepas. Maybe it can washes it down, but to consider that Tfeila, Tosis is bothered, that's not going to work. All right, Bosa, I'm not sure. I'll take one other suggestion, and then I'll tell you what I think. But we're just starting getting our wheels going. But again, we make a good lady or Rashi, everything will fall into place. But without these nekudas that we pointed out, it's gonna be difficult. Who did I call on today? Benny, I didn't call on today, right? Yeah, go ahead. I don't remind.
I don't have a suggestion. I just want to ask
a question. Yes. Just one second.
I'm just adding that even if you answer that it's not a tuffel, but that the motzi covers everything, that it's you still don't answer the question.
If we explain
that a motzi is like a magical bracha that covers everything, we still have a problem, so we can't answer that.
No, maybe it is. Maybe somehow a motzi includes yayin as well.
But the Gemara says not.
The Gemara in the Teretz gives us a different shot.
No, but I'm saying if you explain the Gemara beforehand, we have a problem that if we explain the Gemara beforehand, because that's not the Maskana.
Maybe I'm not following your argument. It could be it's a good argument. I'm not following it as so. But I think that's the response to your question. And the Gemara is changing. It's going to change its tune in Shani Yayin. Yes, Benny? How do you want to defend Rashi?
When the Gemara asked Shalos Ben Zoymo, new shalav of Gemara. That it's different than the opinion that we had before that Rashi was not, and that's when Rashi cut off his Rashi didn't keep explaining more that when we said they asked Ben Zayim, I don't say so what do you say back to them? Pas Petrosim. You could have given much better terrors. Why do you say Pas Petrosim? That's what he brought in. That was an answer that Rabbiya gave. So I think that the Kavana was that Ben Zayim was saying, oh, that maybe Pas Petrosim, now he's going back on the other side of the Chakira, that what? It's all Hamoitzi is Pater. In Kenya, they asked him, Yachi, Yai, Nani, Nitre, the Pas. that what machmasa bracha, then what yain can be played. Now it's going back into because it's a mud lashon. Why would you answer if you pass pechasim? They might never. I think the Rav didn't bring that lashon down. That was something that Rav Chiya brought down.
So leaving aside the merits of what you're saying or not, at the end of the day, Tysus didn't understand Rashi. Like,
I mean, this is a
you want to say what? Okay. All right,
Rashi didn't continue.
Okay,
giving Hezbollah only Gemara.
Look, Rabbo said, what do you think about this? Tosas in Dibra Masko Shalom Machmas Asuda says, you're going Daisa V'chein Kru V'tarvin, She'enon L'pat L'fason, U'boim L'mazon U'lesova. What does Tosas say is something that Shalom Machmas Asuda? Tosas says something that's not Machmas Asuda is that it comes L'mazon U'lesova. Sorry, Rashi. Rashi, Rashi Shalom Achasuda says, "B'chein kru v'tardin she'enu la'pasam u'boyim l'mozen u'lesova." So Tosa says that lo machmas hasuda is something that stands alone. It stands alone as something that satiates and satisfies. Right? That's not what I would have expected Rashi to say. It's not what I would have expected Rashi to say. You know what I would have expected Rashi to say? Anything that's not a condiment. That's what L'chura Rashi should have said. Dvar ma'boa machmas asudas l'lafoy says ha'pas. It's a condiment. What is dvar m'she'ein boa machmas asuda? That's something that's not a condiment. Moses doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that to you. Rashi doesn't say. What does Rashi say? That it's something that's the Muslim of the Sova.
That's the Shalom Achmas Hasuda.
What's your point, Eitan?
I mean, if you wouldn't say mazal sova, rather it's just like something you're eating during the meal, that's not being a lafas asapas. That's what he says. In the dvar margiel level achar suuda. That's the comparison between the vivian b'sova suuda shalom machmas liftan. That's that case. That's the third case. That's why he has to stress that lo machmas suuda b'sova suuda.
But what's b'sova suuda? What happens if you have peiros b'sova suuda?
If it's lifted on, yes.
And if not,
there's two categories of things which aren't lifted.
If it's something that's not lifted on, so l'chura, then it's going to need its own bracha.
Because there are two categories. Rashi says the Uvri category is from Rav Papa. They're all talking within the time frame of the Suda.
Correct.
So there's something which is lifted on, and that automatically doesn't get any bracha. But then within something that isn't lifted on, there's the category which Rav Papa calls Shalom Achmas Suda, which is anything which is mazon or the Suda. And then there's the category which Rashi calls Haraginim.
Lavo Achar Suda.
But Rashi changes the Girsa. Lavarim Haraginim Lavo Achar Suda. That's why he says Kedon Paris Afilu Havim Bataych Suda. And that's the category which aren't the Lifdan.
You're saying because Rashi said Afilu Havim Bataych Suda Shalom Achmas Lifdan. That according to Rashi added on afilu evim b'sof hasuda. So then, in such a case, what do we say? What's the halacha? We said that again. It's a toron bracha bein lifneim bein acharei. Okay, so you're right. Rashi also changed the girsa. Okay, now which category does yayin fall into?
The second one.
Well,
then it's a
Zaini.
Then you can understand.
Rashi doesn't tell us
Zaini.
What? The Gemara said
Zaini,
but it didn't say it's Sova. Unless
you said it's just
from that. Gemara on Lamed Ayin. How does the Gemara describe Yayin on Lamed
Ayin?
It's Soid and it's Sameya.
And Rashi specifically says that.
But soid, not soid. The Gemara uses the expression soid. And here, what did Rashi say? Soveya. Mazon and soveya. What does mazon mean? Mazon presumably means that it has significant nutritional value, in contrast to soveya, that satiates you. I leave open the following question. According to Rashi, is it possible that yayin falls into this category? Right. Based on your view of the Rashi. Okay? If that's so, so then, in such a case, so ain't a fanatic.
Then also the Habamina would also be the bar.
What's that?
The Habamina would still be the bar. I wouldn't have had a Habamina without the bar.
So it goes like, that depends on how you read the Gemara. If it falls into the third category, then it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Because then it's going to get the Habamina. But if it falls into the second category, then it will work. So now, so if we're talking about something that should, so Rabosa here, I'm sorry, Avram made good points, but it might have distracted people. If you say, this is, Yayin is bo betoch asuda, it doesn't come la'achar asuda, right? It's not something that normally comes achar asuda. Yayin there generally comes betoch asuda. In that way, by Mevin Yov and Avram, it's different than Peros. Because it's Dvar Maharigil Lovo La'achar Asuda. Yayin normally comes B'soch Asuda. And if you say Yayin is different than those things that are Dvarim Haboim La'fosar, right? And only things that are Dvarim Haboim La'fosar are going to Pater. Okay? But something that's not Bolula Fosan, so then in such a case, then the halacha is what? If it's Muslim and Lasova, so then in such a case it gets its own bracha. Once it's the Muslim and Lasova, it has its own chashivus, and it gets its own bracha. And we know that the Gemara on Lamed Hayam and Beis says something very, very similar to about Yayin, to what we just described on Kruvitardim. That the Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't use the expression of Sava, but the Gemara says that it saw it, so then it has its own Chashivus. Then it has its own Chashivus. And then it falls into the category of those things that are above B'Sol Chasuda, but it's not L'Lafis. Right? What's that? So if you say that it falls into that category of Mazon and Sova, so then Tosis's question is going to be a fantastic question on Rashi. Tosis says that at the end of the day, this is not a Tofel, this is an Iker. It's like something that's Mazon and Sova. However, if you say that the Yayin doesn't fall into the category of Mazon and Sova, if you hold that Yayin is something that's bo b'soch ha-su'uda, but is not mazon and sova, maybe there's room to say that memela it has a din lachos b'enes ha-pas. In other words, here's the question. Rashi said those things that are bo b'soch ha-su'uda, l'mazon u'l'sova, Rashi says those things that are mazon and sova, those get its own independent bracha. Everything else is lafos as a pas. So what happens if we have something that's in the middle over here? We have, on the one hand, it's not in an obvious way lafos as a pas, like who wanted to say helps wash it down? Gilad. It's not obviously lafos as a pas. On the other hand, it doesn't come normally as dessert. So it's not the third category that Avram was arguing about. And it's also not l'mazon u'l'sova.
We do the Gemara then.
L'mazon u'l'sova, because the Gemara never used those lashes.
Use the word Zion.
It's not l'sova.
The Mishnah Membeis and also the
I don't know. Okay, yesh lodun. Okay, let's yesh lodun. If you say that, all I'm setting up is the two possible explanations. If you say that Yayin falls in the category of Mazon and Sova, then we're stuck in Rashi. Then Tosis has a fantastic Kasha. If, however, one says that Yayin doesn't fall into the category of the Mazon and the Sova, then it's possible to answer. This took a lot longer than I had expected. A lot longer than I expected. Let's start Tosfos the Ramaskal view of Nahum, and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll really start develop the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Here, let's already start. It's a small Tosfos. Hey, view of Nahum Tainim Vanov Misocha Seuda says Tosfos. Ukigon she'ein bon lafes es hapas elo lekinuach Seuda. Rabosai. Does Tosfos agree with Rashi, or does he disagree with Rashi in his hesber of Teinim Vanom B'Sol Chasuda? The Rav Huna says that it gets its own bracha. The answer is he disagrees. Rashi says that it's all about that the Teinim are not a Tafel, because not Lafos es Hapas. Tosfos learns that it's because it's a Kinuach, it's a dessert. According to the Shita of Tosfos, anything that comes in the meal might qualify as lafos es hapas. However, te'enim and anovim are different because it comes as a kinuach. Because it's not a chelek of the regular su'uda, it's, for lack of a better term, it's a dessert. Rabosai, Rashi and Tosfos are lishitaso on many, many different levels. What is one of the levels? It's the machlokis of what pas haba b'kisnin is. Rashi never held that there was a din of desserts. You know, there's always a machlokis between when we're little, between us and our parents, whether there's dessert or whether there's no dessert. So that's the machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that there's a dessert. Halachic machlokis of Tosfos. Is this a dessert? Rashi, on the other hand, holds no. Rashi holds there's no such thing as a dessert. There's no halachic status of a dessert. So Rashi learns pasah b'kisnin differently than Tosfos did. Tosfos had learned pasah b'kisnin as being the dessert. Rashi didn't explain that. Rashi went like this, if you remember. But Tosfos is setting up also the sugya as one theme. What's the one theme according to Tosfos? We start out Amar Rav Huna. We're learning the halachos of desserts. And Pasah B'Kisnin, according to Taisa Rush, is dessert. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that the issue is a lafos ben es hapas, it's an issue of ikur v'tafel. And therefore, when it comes to Pasah B'Kisnin, where there's no obvious ikur v'tafel, Rashi has to give a whole fancy shtickle Torah of what's going on, about why the bracha should be different. But according to Tosfos, the theme over here that we're starting out with is dessert. Right off the bat, you already see that Rashi and Tosfos are heading in two very, very, very different directions. Rashi is heading in the direction of Tafel and Iker, and Tosfos is heading in a very different direction that's going to culminate in Tosfos' Shita, where he disagrees with Rashi in the Psak of Rav Papa as well, which Be'ezer Hashem we're going to pick up with tomorrow. In terms of being Miyashe Rashi, please look into it. I was trying still to be Amel in the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Please look into it if somebody makes our point that we made. I'm the Supak, whether it's Miyashi for Rashi. But I'm the Supak, maybe Rashi was struggling with this idea. Someone passed me the Rambam already. Just one Dvar Halacha where I want to get away from